A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumph. All the day I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me decision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transferred by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must first go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord. These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. It becomes like fire burning in my heart. Loneliness. When I began my work for my master's degree in school administration the summer of 1983, the first day of school, they had everybody gathered together, all those who are working on degrees. And they were talking about how excited they were to have a new president of the university. He had already promised that he was going to raise the salaries of the faculty and staff, which everybody was happy. He was going to do some building projects, do reforms here and there. So everybody was very excited. And they were kind of glad that the old president had left. But when we got to our respective classrooms and those of us studying school administration, the professor said to us, he said, "I want to let you know something about the former president." Everybody hated him. And the reason why that he was so hated was because he saved the institution. At least not many people knew that. When the former president took over, it was in such tremendous debt that it looked like it was going to close. And so he cut faculty salaries. He cut also to the number of faculty members. He froze all budgets in order to save the university. And during his tenure, he was able to do it. But at the price, everybody hated him. So they were so happy to see him go, and now they could start spending money. Loneliness. Sometimes loneliness is caused because perhaps as older parents, your children are not in the immediate area, and so you only get to see them now and then. Loneliness might be caused because of this coronavirus, and you're not able to go and do as you could before the virus hit. Loneliness could be a bad relationship in which you do not speak to each other. And so loneliness can take a variety of forms. What we heard today in our first reading, Jeremiah was hated as well, but he found his solace in God. As you probably know, Jeremiah is one of the four major prophets in the Old Testament. If there is one person in the Old Testament for sure, and maybe even the New Testament, that suffered more than anybody else, it was Jeremiah. The moment that he was called by God to be a prophet was probably the highlight, and it went downhill from there. Jeremiah spoke out, as God wanted him to do, to the kingdom of Judah. Because of their sins, they were going to lose their kingdom. Babylon was close at hand. But it didn't change people. The kings threatened to throw him into prison if he didn't stop speaking. The king ordered that it be made known in the kingdom to all people that Jeremiah was evil. The priests even had him thrown into prison for a time, because he was speaking bad and not good what they wanted to hear, that everything was all right. And even his fellow country people at the very end, those who took his life, hated his message. The passage that we heard today occurs towards the end of a major section. And this is a time for Jeremiah to speak out publicly before God. He even questions, why did God let him come to birth? Why did God even call him to be a prophet? All he has faced is obstacles his whole life. There's a word that is found in our passage for today where it says that God duped me, which really means that he seduced him. He saw God as cunningly bringing him into this role as prophet. But what avail did he get at the end? And so there Jeremiah stands, alone, angry, upset, and perhaps even wished he wasn't even born. But there's also something else that happens in this passage. He says, I feel this gnawing within me that I cannot quit. That is God there working through him in his heart and his soul. And so Jeremiah continues with his task to be the prophet, to go forth as God wanted him to do. I would imagine that each and every one of us at some time, if not many times, have felt loneliness, where we feel all alone for whatever reason it might be. When I was going to be ordained a priest, I had someone come up to me and said, I'm going to be praying for you, because to be a priest is very lonely. I said to him, I think there are lonely moments as a priest. But I also know that there are single people as well, too, who feel loneliness. And I also know a couple of married couples who feel lonely as well. Loneliness isn't just reserved for a priest or religious. We have all felt the loneliness in our call, our vocation, our work. But that's where we turn to God and ask for him to intervene, that God in some way will make his presence known to us and will be our strength. We hope, like Jeremiah, we feel that burning intensity within our hearts and souls to know that no matter what, we are to love and to serve God and to please him. And if we've done so, we know his consolation is there. His gift of the Spirit will help us. Let us be renewed once again to let God speak to us that burning desire within us not to give up, but to continue. And ask God for all that we need to continue on this life journey so that it will lead to the eternal peace and glory of God.